Prepare yourself
for talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free. 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Part of a larger national police state move by the federal government that's turned our states into little puppet dictatorships, Mothers Against Drunk Driving wants everyone to be treated as if they're criminals, until proven innocent with breathalyzers built into all cars. By the way, they're the front group for all of this. I saw stories 5, 6, 7 years ago, the automakers saying they were going to do with this. By the way, new cars will all have cameras mounted, also watching you. It makes 1984 look like child's play. We'll be talking about that as part of a larger discussion. I'm going to spend about 20 minutes or two segments or so on the police state in America and where it's all going. But right now, let's get some of these callers have been holding a while out of the way, because I really always enjoy hearing from you in all the different directions that you take us in. Patrick calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for holding. Welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I wanted to talk about the statement that the chancellor of UCLA made about the incident. He actually said that, okay, guys, let's not jump to conclusions about what happened. The video that you see is it doesn't really show everything. And this is kind of like, you know, strange to me. Well, maybe
now, for those that have been hiding under a rock, let's be clear. Somebody with a camera phone shot video that went on for many, many minutes, longer than what national news showed you, but it is online at YouTube. We have it on prisonplanet.com, of this student who was trying to leave, who didn't want to be in Nazi Germany and show his ID as part of the new freedom, you know, line up and show us your IDs, and now it's going to be on the streets of America, not just in your cars or airports or schools. They want to do the same thing. So they tasered him, and then because he didn't submit, and they call it, you know, basically pain submission, their word for torture, that they kept shocking him even when he couldn't get up 15 to 20 seconds, depending on which shock. Some of them were 30 seconds average, but the average was about 15 seconds. I mean, obviously, he was incapacitated, and they were still shocking him for their simple power trip. These are weak people who always wanted power, were bullies. You know, they beat up smaller children. Then the smaller children's brother would come beat them up. They swore to defeat the actual strong people, and now they get to be in that position to do it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, now that you see that the school's administration is trying to spin the story, just like, you know, a police chief would try to spin the story of, you know,
Well, they tried to spin Padilla being raped for 2 hours with a broomstick, with blood pouring out everywhere. I mean, blood pouring out, raping some innocent, totally innocent, it turned out. Just, oh, it's routine. And then finally, out of hundreds of police that saw it, okay, this was in the middle of the New York City substation. Hundreds of cops were in there screaming for hours. Folks, it was admitted. I mean, how do you torture someone for hours with a broken broomstick? And they tried to spin that. You cannot spin raping someone with a broomstick.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't think that we can even trust, you know, the administration of these schools to even protect the students now. There's actually a video on YouTube as well showing a rally in Santa Monica College, and the cops basically told one of the students that was filming, you can't film us and you can't film the rally going, even though, I mean, it's a public college.
And again, that's all color of law, and then they never arrest you for saying no to the filming and going ahead and filming. They then assault you. In the old days, you just got beat up. Then they charge you on top of it, but the good news is they're getting caught over and over and over again framing people, and they think it's so normal to frame somebody, they even turn in the squad car videos that are then shown in court to prove it. Now, again, the corrupt establishment that owns this country, the foreign banks that own this country, want thugs in power. So they encourage it. They don't support good cops. They promote bad cops. And so, whereas you got bad people in society, when they get into government, they cannot be restrained. That's called tyranny. Tyranny always happens. Tyranny has what we, in fact, we always had tyranny in this country. It was just against blacks or somebody else. A limited group had a limited freedom, and look at all the freedom and all of the wealth that was produced because of that. Now that's disappearing. Now that's being erased. And then, again, you got the Dudley Do-Right cops that think it's their right to do this, and some of them are the worst because they think they're making you get in line. They're showing you who's in boss. You know, they were drill sergeants in the military, and now you're a young recruit, and you're going to be shown. You're going to be made to pay. And by the way, I've had police tell me to turn cameras off when I'm, and I don't get 20 feet up when they're searching some car. I'll be 50 yards, 60 yards away. I don't get in their area. I don't interfere with what they're doing. And I'll have them come over and go, turn that off. And I say, no. And they say, turn it off. And they start pulling their gun out. And I go, listen, I know the law, and you can beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride. I will sue you, and I won't stop, and you're not immune when you step outside the Constitution. And you want to go ahead and engage in official arrest, and I don't get mad. I say it very coldly. A lot of you have seen the video of when I do this. And I got cold with this female state trooper, and boy, her partner was just, he walked off, and they were arguing back there. I could hear it, saying, leave this guy alone, because he was older than what, it was some stupid, looked like a rookie state trooper. And I tell you, you did the best thing in your life. The best thing in your life, leaving my family alone, you witch, because I'll own you, okay? I'll own you, because I am the type of vindictive person that will take you to court, okay, that will take ads in the newspaper. You mess with my family. You see, I don't worship the state like you do. I love my family. And it was sick, folks. It was sick. And again, words can't even describe just the insanity of it, but I will be telling you about that a little bit later. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Maryland, holding like a trooper. Mike, welcome.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I sensibly wanted to ask you about, you know, helping the best way to spread the truth about 9/11. We have a 9/11 truth movement here, if I may plug it, in the D.C. area, dc911truth.org. And I hand out videos to people. And, you know, the attack of the police state and our attack on civil liberties is multitudinous. I mean, I try to tell people about, you know, the American Community Survey, about Codex Alimentarius, about the New Freedom Initiative, about, you know, just the Enemy Combatant Act. Some people believe me. Some people just walk away and
leave. Well, yeah. I mean, I have the official laws signed. America is dead. And still, the general public is so cowardly and so pathetic that they deny the reality when it's in their face.
I walk up to total strangers, and we have got a guy here that makes mass quantities of your tapes and others, and he combines 8 hours on a two-hour DVD. I walk up to total strangers and hand them out and tell them about the police state, and some people rebuff me and some people are grateful, you know. But I want to ask you, just out of curiosity, you know, I'm sure you remember before Katrina struck the Delta Coast, they had a docudrama on the cable channels.
Oil storm.
That almost mirrored exactly what happened.
Well, Nagin, the mayor, was even in it. You know, I don't know. There are coincidences in these world, in this world, but so many times it's really scary. I mean, take the Fox TV special where the government hijacks a jet with people on it by remote control to crash it in the World Trade Center to blame it on Afghanistan to invade. That aired, what, 5.5 months before 9/11. And in the Fox TV show, Lone Gunman, it was the pilot episode, spin off of The X-Files, in that program, the government runs a drill of hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center to confuse the rest of the government so they can get away with it. The exact thing happened on the morning of 9/11. Associated Press, USA Today, 2 months after I reported on it, broke the story, quote, broke it. That's the type of Pentagon sources I have. We're going to break here in a moment. When we get back, Lucas, Richard, Juan, many others, I'm going to get to you, but I need to spend a segment and a half or so getting into the police state, telling the story of what happened to me with the state police. It was actually on Thanksgiving afternoon into the evening, driving down to Port Aransas to well, let my children build sandcastles. And it was just indicative of what this country's turned into. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. We'll be right back from deep in the heart of Texas, going out worldwide.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs. Yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas and he wants to talk to you. Toll-free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
All right, let me go over the police state. I could have spent hours on this, but we just don't have time. We'll go to break, come back, and get into more of your calls. A police state is where there's no due process, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, where the government and its functionaries are absolute rulers over the people. Now, in every society, in human culture, this is always the norm. Liberty is almost unknown, okay? The tidal weight of tyranny, the consolidation of power, always takes place. Countries always go bad. I mean, Americans know that in Mexico the police are corrupt. They shake you down for money. They shake their own people down. They shoot protesters. They work for the mafia, which is the government. Okay, we know that the police are corrupt in Russia. We know they're corrupt in China. We know they're corrupt because as Americans we've studied this, we've read about it. But our media will tell us about foreign countries, but never our own, okay? Let's go back to Rome 2,000 years ago. Julius Caesar crosses the Rubicon with his legions, goes into Rome, destroys the Republic, and then puts in his puppet dictatorship. Now, fast forward several hundred years to the decline and fall of the Roman Empire in 410. Basically, what happened is you would have the Praetorian Guard that guarded Caesar. You would have basically the legion that was in Rome that enforced for him. Well, rather quickly, the police chief, that's why police wear blue today. The Praetorian Guard wore blue. The police chief started figuring out, hey, if I just kill Caesar, or if I just exile him, I'll just claim he did something, or I'll just go kill him, or I'll just take over, and I'll say I'm Caesar, and I'll make bribes to my lieutenants not to kill me. Well, pretty soon, in some cases, you had a new Caesar every week, okay? And then they started splitting Rome up and saying, well, there's a Caesar of the East and a Caesar of the West. And literally everything broke down because why should people produce? Why should people own businesses? Why should they own farms? If the Caesars and their minions were so corrupt that they would take whatever they wanted. They beat people up. They enslaved them. Rome didn't have the gladiators and the mass executions and all that stuff in its first years when it was built up and strong. I mean, they had laws. If the police did one thing wrong, they were the ones getting hung, okay? And the magistrates, even though it was, quote, centralized and tyrannical, it was well-oiled and people to have businesses and to join the military and to be part of the, be citizens was encouraged. And, man, they were the Roman Empire, and they took over the known world. Against, in many cases, armies 10 times their size. But they became corrupt, and no amount of gold and treasure could buy off their enemies. And the Germans, the German barbarians, and the Ostrogoths, the Austrians, and the Gauls, the French, just came in and looted the place in 410, led by Alaric, because they were a bunch of corrupt, perfumed twits prancing around in their blue uniforms. And the Caesar would wear blue. I wear blue. I'm the head cop. Okay, that's your police state. They take over in every country, they set themselves up as gods, and they shove machine guns down your throat. Okay, that's what's now happened. But again, they've gotten more sophisticated in society today, and believe me, the system's is very afraid of their people. So when I say cops today, it's CIA, FBI, it's Congress, it's these politicians. They've set themselves up as the kings, as the masters. They've abolished much of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they got all this endless PR with our tax money. It's an armed military. The local police have been militarized. They've been federalized through the grants, through the agreements, through the training. They brainwash the police, and I've got to be careful about this. In fact, I've heard things in the last hour. I frankly have hurt the country. I haven't hurt the country as much as the shows that lick the police boots have, but I haven't been as effective as I could. Because if I just get up here and attack police, that helps the New World Order. Why? Oh, they got handbooks on it. They know the public gets madder and madder as police become corrupt. They've done it over and over again. Hitler did this. So then they go back to the SS, back to the SA in Germany's case, and go, see, they hate you. You've got to stick together even more. It's like the mafia. It's mob psychology. You know, the mafia lives together, vacations together. They intermarry. This is how organized crime works. You see, they're all against you. They're really bad out there, and you're not with them. The thin blue line. Then it's the thin black ski mask line. Again, the inquisitors, the executioners, all throughout history, they were the ones that covered their faces. They start covering their badges. This lady who pulled me over wouldn't give me her name or badge number. And then everything on the ticket's readable, but her name. Aww. You should just notice that she just couldn't seem to get that. But it doesn't matter. We had a video camera on her. It took her a while to figure it out, and she panicked. Once she did, and so you can do wonders with the old video camera on pausing it. In fact, I just got back from the beach a few hours ago. I haven't had time to put the video on the web. We did get some of it the latter part. It'll be up on the web in the next few days. I'm going to write a report about it. And I haven't gotten to that story yet. I will after the break. But there's so much history. See, that's the problem. Am I against the low-level Roman centurion? No. If Rome goes bad, you've got as much to lose as I do. Okay? I mean, I go deer hunting with cops. A bunch of my family are police. But I'm not naive, and you're not naive either. And all this propaganda about how you're perfect, and the TV shows where you're all perfect, and, oh, you're so good, and you're... No, that's hurting the image of police, because when bad cops are protected and promoted, it then lets the system get worse and worse for the good police officers. When you get punished for reporting a bad cop, that isn't that you're being a little snitch, you deserve it. You were reporting something bad to keep a good image, and now you're being punished for it. That's gang mentality. You know, S.A., he went and he ratted out what you were doing. It's the exact same thing. It's a gang mentality. Go read your own gang psychology. Ladies and gentlemen, you are used. But why do I talk about police? That's where the rubber meets the road. If we go into full-bore tyranny, which every signpost, every road marker, every indicator, we are going to something the worst we've ever seen on the planet Earth. I mean, this sucker's big and mean and bad, and boy, we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, my wife, after this, what happened a few days ago, just wants to leave. And it wasn't even that big of a deal. It was just kind of like a cherry on top to see how serious all of this has gotten. And so, number one, police, you're totally brainwashed, okay? You need to understand that. Number two, the beat cop and the traffic cop is separate. I see them changing tires, a little old ladies, not as much as when I was a kid, but I still see it. I know a lot of you are good. Frankly, state police, others, I probably get pulled over twice a year. I forget and go off cruise control because some car pulls in front of me and I got to slow down and then I forget to put it on. I have bad luck. I'm usually going 7-8 miles over the speed limit and they get me and they go, oh, and then I've had other state police tell me, oh, yeah, I talked to my buddy who pulled you over in Temple and you were so nice. He thought you'd be mean. He just let you go. I am nice. I don't have anything against you. In fact, I'll tell you a story I don't think I've ever told before. When I was 19 years old, going to college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Okay, I had this instinctive need to protect people. I don't like bullies, beat up my fair share of them growing up. I didn't know what to be. I wasn't that good at, you know, with the studies. I mean, some classes I had a 95 and others I was making a C minus. And so I said to my dad, I said, Dad, maybe I should, you know, become a police officer. And he said, you know what, I got a good friend who is about to graduate. He was like the head federal marshal, okay, in this for a whole region. And he set up a meeting a week later with that guy, and he walked right in, and guess what he told me? I'll tell you what he told me when we get back, okay? Stay with us. And I'll tell you what, the actual story of what developed as well. We'll be right back.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get into some more news and finish up with all your great phone calls here. We've only got about 25 minutes left here on the Sunday edition. But to make a long story short here, Americans have gone from the most intelligent, most informed, wealthiest people to really the most ignorant. I mean, folks in Germany and Russia and Mexico, they know police are corrupt. They know common sense. But here we believe our own propaganda and all of the media just constantly worshiping police, when in reality, they have the highest instances of drug abuse, alcoholism, on average more than double. And that's when they get caught. The system protects them of being involved in crimes. I mean, this is the group of civil servants that statistically is totally untrustworthy. But then everybody else is a criminal. None of us can be trusted. All of the American people are bad and have to lose our freedoms. But illegal aliens and police and people in government, they're first-class citizens and they've got all their rights. I frankly am tired of it. But just to tell you the story and to do it as briefly as possible, well, you've heard me on air many times at Men I Speed, and there are police out there listening over the years who pulled me over, and if I've been speeding, I don't argue about it. But I'm driving along, and I've got my cruise control set on, it might have been 71, just right above 70, and yeah, nighttime 65. And I'm, you know, sitting there in the fast lane, there's no cars around me, and I'm just driving along. And all of a sudden, there's this wide median. And normally, the state police will sit off behind some trees or where it's narrow in a spot parked. No. This car, it appeared, was driving on the other side of the highway. Its cherries come on. It comes just accelerating through some type of gully, fishtailing wildly with its cherries on it. My wife says, are they coming after us? And I said, oh, no, somebody drove off with gas, or there's been a fatality accident, or somebody's hurt. I said, no, no, honey, that's some hot pursuit thing. Well, boom, on our tail. Then they start driving slow behind us. I go, well, I guess it's, you know, they want us. So I pull over, and this female cop comes over. And again, it's hard to get the name. It's G-A-L-V-O-N or V-A-N, Galvan or Galwan. I mean, she wrote it where you can't even hardly read it, but we do have the name tag, but that, too, is a little bit blurry. ID number 9883. I'm talking about a god here on Earth. Again, they got to put cameras up and watch us and announce all our names, but don't put a camera on them. Don't announce who they are. Don't, you know, this is blasphemy here, folks. We've got to learn to worship our Praetorian Guard. I was in Region 3, District 13, Area 4, G-A-L-W-A-N, Galwan or Galvan or, and I asked her name. She said, you can get it off the ticket, but you can't really read it on here. We're trying to piece it together with what's on the on her shirt. And I'm supposed to go visit with Judge Bodden. So not only did she give me 77 miles an hour when I wasn't, then she walks up, and I go, yes, good evening. License and insurance. And then there's another one looking, you know, constantly as they do with the spotlight. Didn't happen 20, 30 years ago, but now it's a new America. Again, got to leave the borders open, have illegals running around, getting bank accounts and housing loans with no ID. But you've got to be watched real careful. And literally, banditos are driving by at 90 miles an hour as all this is happening. And there I am sitting there, and my wife's digging around. Takes her about 20 seconds, and she goes, where is it? Where's your insurance? Well, I've got to find it. You know, your whose glove department isn't full of papers. And then she comes back, and they just keep looking. And literally, folks, it's like when a pit bull runs up to your child, it's growling. I mean, she was literally growling. I've got this woman wild-eyed, okay, wild-eyed at my window, and I'm thinking, do we fit a description or something? And she's sitting there with these flashlights just looking at my children who are both asleep, okay, little, you know, small children. And they're both, you know, the most expensive, best seats. My wife doesn't even trust me to put them in, goes to the fire department, and she says, who installed these car seats? And I said, well, my professionals did. And she goes, oh, she starts interrogating. What do you mean professionals installed it? Who? And I said, well, I said, who was it, the dealer earlier? Was it the fireman? And she goes, oh, yeah, somebody else installed them. And I start looking back. My kids are asleep. They're both in the, you know, the crash harnesses. And I'm sitting there, and I look back at her, and I, because every once in a while my daughter will try to wiggle out and slip out of one, and I look at her, and I said, you just asked me, and I just told you. Now, see, up until the point, and this went on for about 5 minutes, her griping at us, she wasn't saying anything was wrong, and then she just kept heavy breathing. I mean, it was like my wife said, it was like a wolf was at our window, heavy breathing, standing there with a flashlight going, sitting there off and on, baring her teeth, looking at my kids, and then my instincts are just, I mean, if a dog would have done it, a crazy homeless person would have done it, but no, this is somebody in a uniform with a gun. And now the other one's gone back and is just standing back there. And she goes back, and I can hear him saying, no, no. And they're sitting there having a conversation. And she comes back, and she goes, and I'm just going, what's going on with these car seats? And I said, listen, you're basically being rude to us. You drove recklessly coming across the median there. And I said, I want your name, and I want your badge number. And she said, no, you can get it off the ticket. And then she came back and gave me a ticket. And again, big spectacular story. It's not spectacular. It's that I've been pulled over by state police, and they're nice. Or they're just like a robot. That's fine with me, okay? And I'm usually, quote, so nice, I've been told by state police, I'm letting you go. This was hyperventilating. This was, you know, I mean, if I saw this woman in plain clothes on a street corner, I would think that she was some type of crazed homeless person. You know, literally, and I'm sorry that, you know, maybe daddy wasn't nice to you, okay? I'm not your daddy, lady. I mean, literally, this is psychology. This is why a lot of them get into it. I'm sorry that things in your life weren't perfect. I'm sorry you're broke. I mean, I don't know. I'm just speculating here. I'm sorry that your neighbor was rude to you or you got out of the wrong side of the bed one morning, but you're not God. I pray to Jesus every night, and I'm never going to pray to you. And, you know, the point here is that it was she was hyped up, hopped up on power, whatever, literally breathing hard, bugging her eyes out at us aggressively. I mean, if I came up to you looking at you the way she was looking at me, you'd probably put your fist up. You know, it's body language. And it's the thing she was saying. And she didn't say, it was just crazy. It was crazy. And I don't know how many black SUVs are out there. I was later going, well, maybe we fit a description or something, but it seemed like the other one didn't want any part in it. But just having these, you know, having this woman breathing hard, and I would look back as she was staring at my kids, and I mean, she looked like she was out of her gourd. I mean, and I'm sorry, I can't worship you. I know statistically you're involved in more crime than the general public. I know statistically. I grew up with Sheriff Jack McWhorter. The sheriff was the cocaine and marijuana dealer, and he went to prison for it. I know criminology, so I can't get down and lick your boots. I know they told you we're all criminals, so none of us can be trusted. No, statistically, you can't be trusted. You're either mentally, about police in general, unstable and on a power trip, or you're a good cop in with a bunch of bad ones who can't do anything and just goes along with it, which makes you a bad cop. Or you're a criminal. And that's history, and that's the facts, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what nobody has the will and the nerve to say. What happened to Americans? Who are we as a people? But to finish my story from earlier. So I'm 19, and I'm, you know, handsome, athletics, smart, and I'm thinking, well, I want to go to the military. Do I want to go be a school teacher? Do I want to be a police officer? Do I want to... I don't think I'm smart enough to do an engineering degree, so I was trying to look at the, you know, policing, like a lot of people, just look at it. My dad was real smart. He said, let me have you talk to somebody. He's told me stories about it. So he has this long-time patient who is, you know, this super high level, let's just, as high as it gets in a region. It was for several states, U.S. Marshal. I'm out of time again. And I promise, I'm not doing this on purpose. I'll tell on the other side, and we'll go to Lucas, Richard, Juan, Emily. Oh, it's just, I've been out of control today. But I'll finish the story on the other side. Stay with me.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-600-1738. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-600-1738. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
The United States was different and was loved because we didn't have a police state. Everywhere else does. And it allows elites to be very corrupt. They're being used police. The system is almost terminal right now. And I didn't know this when I was 18, 19 years old. And so here's this big 6'4", you know, handsome older gentleman about to retire. He was just about to retire. And he called me in my dad's office. You know, my dad was his physician. And my dad set this meeting up, and he came in to talk to me. And I'm sitting there, and he goes, well, why do you want to be a police officer? And I said, well, I've never liked bullies, and, you know, I like sports and stuff, and I just think it'd be good to help people. And my dad always stops and helps people change tires. It was almost annoying when I was a kid, and I like to help people, and I really do. And, you know, there's that instinct. Most cops get into it for that. I'm not saying you're all bad, but the system's bad. And he goes, let me just tell you something. He said, well, let me ask you a question. He goes, police, especially at the federal level, are a lot like criminals today. You know, would you be willing? And I didn't know later, this is an old cop question, back in the day when they were trying to test youngsters, because the East is so corrupt, things would just break down. You know, I mean, literally working for the mafia. That new film, The Deceased, is very accurate. That's based on a true story where the FBI was running murder for hire on the East Coast, okay? And he said to me, and this is a high-level federal marshal, he said, Alex, 20, 30 years ago, I might have said something different, but he said, listen, it's criminals now. He goes, the good guys are few and far between. He goes, don't get into law enforcement. And he said, don't do it. And he goes, I'm friends with your father. I know you. I can tell you're a good young man. He goes, pick something else. Okay, now, I mean, I even knew the sheriff where I grew up was a dope dealer. But I guess I hadn't put total two and two together yet. So my only point is, you don't give us a benefit of the doubt. You don't treat me and my wife and my family with respect. I'm not going to give you any respect. And you're lucky that other state police officer kept you from making a big mistake, because I'd let you do whatever you were going to do. But I would sue you and expose you until hell freezes over. And more people need, you know, I don't have time to go down there and fight this ticket, but I think I need to. I think I'm going to take cameras, make a big issue out of it. I'm going to be there with cameras when she comes in to give her testimony. I'm going to... But I've got to weigh it. I've got so many other things I need to do. And listen, Trey, really nice young man, runs the show, about to graduate from UT this year, you know, high in his class, great guy. I've got him doing some work for me on the side. He never told me this story, and he just popped up with his story because they now have roving SWAT teams in Austin. And I said, well, where'd this happen? He said, Austin, tell the story, and I'm going to take some final calls.
I was just right in front of St. Edward's University doing about maybe 42 and a 35, and they pulled me over, and I just had a smile on my face. Just wanted to be, you know, just wanted to
yeah,
get
submit
out of
to
me.
Your ruler. Yeah, submit to God.
I had them in my face telling me, oh, you think this is so funny? I bet you think it was funny if we pulled you out of this car and threw you on the ground.
Exactly. Smiling's bad. Frowning's bad.
Exactly.
Okay, because these are mental patients.
And it was just all out from there. There were four of them.
But let me guess, the commander was a woman. And I'm not, listen.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is about women cops. I've never had problems in my life with cops, but with women cops. I had four guys assault me, tell them, you know, this was political, telling me to shove about 9/11. This was in 1998. And these two male cops show up real nice, and a woman shows up, starts threatening to arrest me, his blood's pouring out of my face.
It was three males in the group, and all the males were big, you know, swole up, old, you know, they looked like ex-football players.
But they were following the queen bee.
Oh, yeah, they let the woman do the talking. I mean, she was the one telling me that she wanted to yank me out of the car, and when they found out I worked in radio, I said, well, I'm just on my way to work, you know, I'm just trying to catch up, and they started just telling me, oh, I suppose you're just going to tell about how horrible the police department is.
But you never did, but now you are.
Well, I wasn't going to, you know what I mean, but I just got harassed. I mean, I had my mouth shut.
You shouldn't talk about your God that way.
I had my mouth shut the entire time, and this was all coming from me and not from them, you know.
What they do is they randomly run around looking for drugs. And by the way, I'm so sick of it. I've interviewed, five or six former top CIA people. I've interviewed DEA, FBI, all on record, who were there unloading and shipping the cocaine back and forth between these countries. The government ships in the majority of the narcotics, and any cartel they bust wasn't paying its cut. They ship it in so they have an excuse to raid our houses and set up a police state. And I don't use your filthy drugs. In fact, young people never use them. Don't drink, because that's their excuse to get you in their system there. Don't smoke their cigarettes, because then they want to charge you for taxes. And don't... MTV and the culture tells you drugs are cool, so you'll go and rebel and use them. Don't use them. Don't let these people get you in their clutches. Never touch them. Oh, it makes me sick. I guess the cops in Dallas were good framing all those hundreds of people throwing bags of chalk in their car just randomly. You know, it starts out framing drug dealers. Well, they're bad, so we framed them. Next, it's families. And then the cops end up driving their cars. Anything else, Trey?
No, I mean, it was just a horrifying experience. I mean, I don't even know what to do next time I get pulled over, just because I don't know what kind of attitude I'm going to be met with, you know?
I don't know. I mean,
I haven't gotten a ticket since.
I've got to tell you, the state police have always been the most professional at events and protests, and I'm friends with the Capitol Police, and, you know, genuinely, they know all about the show and tell me about it. And I've been, frankly, it's probably not fair. I mean, I had a really bad wreck out in Fredericksburg, and it was like they had the red carpet for me, and we're like, that is not the case with women cops. I mean, and listen, you know, it's like saying pit bulls bite people. Oh, you're being prejudiced against pit bulls. I've heard pit bull owners say that. Well, I mean, it's always pit bulls attacking kids. Well, it's always these crazy women cops. I mean, they're crazy to me, sitting there, you know, bugging their eyes out and baring their teeth and acting all weird to my kids. I mean,
I wanted to treat it with respect. I respect women in jobs like that, you know, who have a bad, you know, with the bad.
But see, what type of woman wants to go be, especially a SWAT cop? One that's got something to prove. One that's got something to prove. Wants to shove men around. Daddy wasn't nice to her.
She got a chance.
Yeah, it's sick. Let's take a few final calls. I apologize to the callers. Got to a lot of you today, but not as many as I should. Lucas, make it quick, Commander, from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I want to thank you for all your hard work and for having the hoo-has to stand up like nobody else does, actually. But I had a quick statement I wanted to make. I want to say, friends, brothers, people of all genders, colors, and walks of life, this is a call to action, a call for everyone who knows the real truth about 9/11 to come forth. Come forth and be heard in a singular, deafening voice. Band together with me to crush the lies and expose the truth. It's time we stop whispering to each other about the truth and start waking up.
9/11's an inside job, baby. Go watch Terror Storm for free at Google Video.
I implore you, if you have even the smallest shred of decency as an American, you will look for the statement I put out on January 1st on 9/11blogger.com, where I will issue instructions on how to get involved in this amazing idea.
My name is Lucas. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me, and meet me at 911blogger.com.
All right, lavish plug for yourself, but it is a great website, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. We routinely link to that fine site. Let's talk to Richard. Welcome, sir. You're calling from Phoenix.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. And I just want to let you know all my family and friends are getting TerraStorm. I ordered them last week, and they're on the way.
Yes, sir, and it spent 3 weeks on the top 100, going as high as number 8 on Amazon.com.
Yeah, maybe we can get that up to number 1, huh?
Who knows? It goes back and forth like a pogo stick.
But. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I have a question for you, and I don't know a lot about this, but I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the Brandon Corey story. I guess Brandon Corey was reporting on Dick Cheney, and he's vanished, and I think his report had something to do.
Yeah, I've seen the story, and I can't confirm it. I'm gonna have to do more research on that. It's David Icke type stuff. Let's talk to Jared. Jared, welcome. You're on. I guess you're calling into KLBJ here in Austin. Go ahead, Jared.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to say, get to the point real quick, because I know I have a lot of time.
Yeah.
But people have seemed to have forgotten about Serpico. He was a real person. You know, that movie.
No. Cops that are against drug dealing are evil. They need to learn to enjoy the drug cash and roll in it. But again, the average American doesn't even know that most. I mean, listen, beat cops are good by and large, unless they're nutcases or weird or having a bad day or think you're somebody else other than you are. But when you get up in high levels, folks, most of them are gangsters. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. Oh, no, it's okay. I'm from Houston originally, and cops are a lot more corrupt overall in Houston.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
It's like most big cities, and I just want to tell people out there, Serpico was based on a real story. It wasn't a movie based on fiction. It was based on real life. And
they kill cops all the time. Cops kill cops all the time.
That's right. So people have to realize police corruption is real, no matter if they experience it or not. And it doesn't. They don't get this stuff out of fiction. The best stuff is, you know, comes from real life. Truth is stranger than fiction. So people need to realize and keep their minds open that police corruption is very real, like government corruption is.
Absolutely. Listen, the Mafia, that's a true story, by the way, but they changed the name so they wouldn't get sued. But because I read it in the mainstream newspapers 6, 7, 8 years ago when it first started breaking in Boston, you know, the new film with Jack Nicholson in it and Matt Damon. Excellent film. That's a true story where the Mafia gets their people into the highest levels of the detectives. I mean, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the film's named Departed. I was just thinking about whether I should tell the stories when I work for a carpet cleaning company. And you're like, at cops' houses are like $2 million houses? I mean, come on, man. That's right here in Austin. God bless you. See you next week. I've broken another taboo. I've talked about our God. I've thrown down an idol. No king but King Jesus. God bless you.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking?